The long saga regarding whether California Assemblyman Vince Fong can run for Congress has ended. Because former Speaker Kevin McCarthy resigned his congressional seat after Mr. Fong had filed for re-election to the Assembly, he could not withdraw to run for the U.S. House. California Secretary of State Shirley Weber stated that an individual cannot simultaneously run for two offices, but a court allowed Mr. Fong to file for Congress. The secretary appealed the ruling, but lost at the appellate level. Ms. Weber then stated she would appeal to the state Supreme Court, but this week withdrew and said she would accept the previous court rulings. Mr. Fong will be on the ballot for the May 21st special congressional election and is favored to win. If so, he will resign the assembly seat, and Governor Gavin Newsom will then call a series of special elections to fill Fong's legislative position. Indiana U.S. Representative Victoria Spartz, who was the first House member to announce that she would not seek re-election, but then changed her mind before the filing deadline, won a close renomination victory in a crowded Indiana primary. She only received 39% of the primary vote, but it was enough to likely secure another term in a safe Republican district. Two former congressmen were also on the Indiana primary ballot, attempting political comebacks. Former Representative Marlon Stutzman won a close vote in a crowded Republican primary in the Fort Wayne area, but former GOP Congressman John Hostetler was not as fortunate. He lost the party nomination in the southwestern Hoosier State District to State Senator Mark Mesmer. A just-released Battleground Connect poll finds two-term Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Good falling well behind his Republican primary challenger, State Senator John McGuire. According to the survey data, Senator McGuire would lead Congressman Good 45-31% as the two battle for position before the June 18th Old Dominion primary. The McGuire effort has been principally hitting Mr. Good over his previous lack of support for former President Donald Trump. The anti-Good campaign is supplemented by heavy outside spending, much of which is coming from organizations affiliated with former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who Representative Good proved instrumental in deposing. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar was indicted on bribery charges during the week. The congressman proclaims his innocence and says he will not resign and will continue his campaign for re-election. Finally, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has scheduled the special election to replace the late Democratic Congressman Donald Payne Jr. for September 18th. Currently, the House stands with 5 vacancies. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.